Hello, hello, and welcome to a bonus episode of Morgan's Pop Talks, a podcast brought to you by The Dip. What a day! What a day! Two of the biggest trailers dropped within 2 hours of each other. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 12 and the Selling Sunset trailer is here. Deep breaths, Morgan. You can do this. We'll talk about them both, but let's start with Beverly Hills. We knew we were going to get it. Andy has been teasing it. He said it was the best super tease of all time. He said he's watched 6 episodes and he was really gassing it up. Now, we've heard Father Andy gas things up before and then be completely and utterly let down, a la The Real Housewives of Orange County, which he said would be back this season. They are not, in fact, back. Don't waste your time. But The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 12 looks unbelievable. Could be the best trailer that I have ever seen. And I've seen a lot of trailers. I watch a lot of reality TV. What I want to do now to make you feel smarter leaving this podcast episode, which is always my goal, by the way, to make you feel a little bit smarter than when you came in here. I want to give you the biggest moments of the trailer and what we can expect for season 12 of Beverly Hills. Let's start with the new housewife, Diana Jenkins. Not afraid to stir the pot. In the trailer, Sutton says to her, "I think you're a soulless person." And you want to know what her response was? "You need a new villain? Here I am." Oh, I'm shook to the core. And I don't even know one stinking thing about Diana Jenkins. But if she's coming with that kind of energy, season one, there has to be that reason that they gave her a diamond to begin with, because the cast is jam-packed with long-standing personalities that we all know and love. Hello, Kyle Richards. Hello, Lisa Rinna. Even Dorit. I mean, we have seen these women through a lot, and there's 8 of them total now. So if they're giving her a diamond, she must have brought it. So keep your eye out for Diana Jenkins. You need a new villain? Here I am. Okay, next, they're going to focus a lot on Dorit's home invasion. I remember when this happened, there was a bit of an uproar online because some people thought it was fake, because when the reunion wrapped, people were saying that Dorit didn't have much of a storyline, and that's why she was going so hard at Garcelle to maybe just get a little bit of screen time. So when this story came out at first, there were people speculating, which we know now, it definitely did happen. We see the camera footage of it in the trailer. Also, some rumors that one castmate in particular is not so sympathetic to what Dorit is going through. I think it's Erica. Now, there's nothing out there confirming who this person is, but Erica is just mean. And in the very first soundbite of the trailer, we hear Dorit. She's crying and she's saying, "You're one of my best friends. Why are you doing this to me?" Her best friends include Kyle, Erica, Lisa Rinna, maybe Teddy, the Fox Force 5, or the Barbie Girls, or the Spice Girls, or whatever they call themselves. So out of those besties, who is one of her best friends that are making her cry? I think the obvious answer for someone not comforting her in a time of need would be Erica. I feel like Kyle is so sympathetic towards everyone. I also feel like Lisa Rinna is a strong shoulder to cry on. Teddy is not on the show, so she's not an option. So I definitely think there might be some tension this season between Dorit and Erica. Speaking of Erica, she obviously is going to be a big player in season 12. Obviously, the whole season 11 was revolved around her ongoing legal battles. But one thing in particular that comes from this trailer that we've heard whisperings about is maybe a little bit of an intervention. The focus of the trailer is on her drinking, you know, showing multiple clips of her being a bit lit. Of course, I mean, she's under a ton of stress and pressure, so I wouldn't be surprised if she's drinking more. But we did hear rumors of an intervention headed up by Lisa Rinna, and it looks like here we get a snippet of it. Lisa says, "Take your antidepressants or you drink, but you can't do both." If Erica was going to receive that from anyone, it's going to be Lisa Rinna. Thelma and Louise, God help us. I think if anybody else on the cast were to come to her with those kinds of concerns, I think she would shut it down real quick. Erica seems a bit unhinged in the trailer. She's coming for Crystal saying, you want to be on the side of the victims because you think that's cool. I don't give a F about anybody else but me. And there you have it. Erica Jayne, ladies and gentlemen, a real piece of trash. You know, I said it on my podcast that I released this week, you know, that the problem with Erica for me right now isn't whether or not she's guilty, because I don't have nearly enough information to come to that conclusion on my own. The problem I have with Erica is that she's just mean. And she's mean to people for feeling bad for victims of a Ponzi scheme. Are you okay? Clearly you're not. And that reaction makes me feel like she was in on it. If you're going to have that kind of reaction, all I care about is me. We know, Erica, that all you care about is yourself. And now you said it. And now we said it. Garcelle, I'm already saying, is going to have the line of the season. She tells Erica, you know, Erica's saying, Garcelle, are you doing this to make me look bad? She says, Erica, I don't have to make you look bad. You can do that on your own. God bless Garcelle. She is beauty. She is grace. She is the moment. She is everything. Everything. And I cannot wait to see her call out Erica Jayne on my TV screen. All right, the final big moment of this trailer, the downfall of Kathy Hilton. We've heard about this Aspen trip where things really hit the fan. And in the trailer, we see that Erica is coming for Kathy. It's not sure whether or not, you know, this all starts in Aspen or if it starts to build up, but it also seems that Kyle and Kathy have a falling out that Lisa mediates. And then at the end, Kathy shows up to a store where Diana, Dorit, and Erica are inside. The door is locked and they don't let her in. They don't let her in with her face shield as she's tugging on the door. The trip to Aspen, everything that I've seen online is just that she had a complete and total meltdown. I don't know what about. Remember when she commented on her husband's Instagram photo and was like, get me out of here. She was like, call me, get me out of Aspen. I got to leave. And we're like, Kathy Hilton, this is Instagram. This is not like a text conversation between you and your husband. You should maybe just call him if you want him to pick you up. I feel like there are many layers to Kathy Hilton, and they're slowly but surely starting to be peeled back. I loved her last season. The comedic relief was great. But, you know, I'm a Paris Hilton stan, and I watched Paris in Love. And I saw a different side to Kathy on that show than I saw on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Kathy was, you know, kind of getting into it with Paris's fiance a lot. You know, Kathy was kind of the HBIC, which is Kathy Hilton. She's allowed to be, I guess. But, you know, also in regards to Paris, watching her documentary about when she was shipped off to a boarding school that abused her, Kathy Hilton, you know, completely shut down and never would talk to Paris about it. So I think that there are many sides to Kathy Hilton. I think that's why it took her so long to commit to being on reality TV. I mean, it's been decades that, you know, Kyle Richards has been on TV, that Kim Richards has been on TV. And there's always been, you know, the hanging question, is Kathy going to join the show? And she was very adamant about never doing it. And I'm wondering if maybe all these different personality traits is why. I don't know. Best trailer ever. I am living for this day. I can't thank Father Andy enough. I believe that The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is coming back on May 11th. Okay, now on to Selling Sunset. The moment we've all been waiting for. Jason and Chrishell taking their romance to the Netflix screen. Right off the bat, he says, I'm in love, babe. She says, things are going good. And interestingly enough, though, the reason that they split disagreements on having children is brought up in the trailer. Things that make you go, I don't know. To me, like, how did they know the baby thing was going to be what split them up unless this was all fake for the show, which I think that it was? I'm sorry, in my honest, humble opinion, Chrishell is way out of Jason's league, and I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, remember when we first saw them together dancing in that cringy Instagram video? We're like, what is happening? This is like a car crash that I can't look away from. It just never seemed like they were very, like, lovey-dovey. Even when they were, it seemed like a little bit jarring. So I just find it all very sus that this is brought up on camera, babies right off the bat. And it seems like it would be early into their relationship because they only dated for 6 months anyway. So I don't know. I'm skeptical when it comes to Chrishell's relationship with Jason. Christine is back and full of vengeance. She's upset with the listings Chrishell is getting because she's with Jason. And it also looks like Christine is getting a new partner in crime too, Chelsea Lascani. I mean, two peas in a pod with this one. I loved when they were like, hi, peasants. I'm sorry. I'm obsessed. I'm loving the insults lately that our reality TV peeps are just hurling at other people. I mean, Kristen Cavallari gave us another scumbag reference earlier this week. And now we have, hi, peasants. I'm living for it. Mary got a promotion. She's now a manager, which I find interesting. I think it's just a way to get her to mediate the drama between all the different agents. But it seems like Christine and Mary are okay. I mean, they left on a pretty bad note in season four. They had a big fight at the end of last season at that party. And then here, you know, they're having lunch together. Mary's trying to talk some sense into Christine. So at least we know that they are speaking after that huge blowout fight. But Christine says that she's never once instigated a situation. Girl, come on now, Christine. Come on now, Christine. I have a respect for Christine because I think she just understands the assignment. And like, if all the other agents hate Christine so much, just hate her and move on with your life. Like, they're constantly talking about her, constantly bringing her up. And it's like, okay, we get it. This feels very high school. Now, yes, Christine does instigate some situations to make them talk about her. But at the same time, it's like, get another, you know, topic to talk about besides Christine. And it's still all about Christine. In the trailer, she's not invited to Heather's bridal shower. And she's just getting iced out. Also in the trailer, it seems that someone might be getting the boot because Chelsea, the newbie, is vying for a spot at the Oppenheim group. But if she comes on, Mary says someone's got to go. Now, at first I thought Maya is going to be the one to go because she started her own brokerage in Florida. But after doing some research, I guess she's doing both. So yes, she has her own brokerage in Florida, but she also is still at the Oppenheim group and she's flying from coast to coast. So who do I think would get the boot this season? Maybe Amanza. You know, she was struggling a little bit. Maybe Davina. She seems to always be struggling a little bit. But wow, the fact that we got both of these trailers on the same day is, I mean, thank you to the good Lord, baby Jesus above. Selling Sunset is back on Netflix April 22nd. Whoo, so much to discuss over at the community group at thedip.com. Go to Morgan's Pop Talks and we can talk about all the things, whether it's the Real Housewives Beverly Hills trailer or Selling Sunset. If you want to pick my brain, that is the place to do it. And right now, if you join, you get 75% off of your subscription when you use the promo code SALSA. So go do it and I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the bonus episode. Love you like a sis. Bye.